a St. Paddy's Day recap. All right, boys, start us off. I was going to meet up with you guys later on, expecting everyone to party throughout the entire day. And you guys were on the 105.3 The Fan float.
We were.
Waking up early in the morning, setting the stage, rolling down Greenville Avenue. I was going to meet up later. That didn't really happen because of some other reasons, which we'll get into. But take us through the morning and take us through the day on Saturday.
Well, before the parade actually began, we had a one-hour broadcast.
Yes.
To kick off the parade. And everyone was in their bright green. Everyone was sporting the Irish, even though none of us are Irish. And we're all ready to have some fun. And like I said, everyone was wearing green and Ireland-like colors, except Grego, who was decked out in British gear.
Yes.
We're also joined by, sir, are you from England today?
No, I'm from Dallas.
Are you lost?
Not lost at all.
Margaritas.
Why the Union Jack on the shirt?
Describe what you're wearing today and what you're celebrating.
I seem to have got my British Isles mixed up today.
I wasn't aware Ireland was a British Isle.
It's part of the UK.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. The United Kingdom, yeah.
I thought the British Isles were like next to Puerto Rico.
Choppy, you drinking a little early?
No, I really did. The British Isles is like a tourist destination that you go to in the Caribbean.
And by the way, I support everything that Grego supports, and I support what he was supporting out there. But don't bring your POW flag.
He brought a POW MIA flag.
That he was waving during the whole parade. And I'm like, yes, we remember, but let's not do it right now.
Wouldn't they have the head of PR out there for him at all? No one monitoring?
No, no one monitoring. Now, look, if he was, you know, he wore the shirt that was a big double middle finger to Ireland.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of funny, but, you know.
And like I said, the drinking began quite early, not only with RJ Choppy, myself as well. Roy White hopped onto the broadcast, like any horrible producer would do. And Roy, he was drinking a little bit.
There. Hello, Roy. Hello, Troy.
Hey,
how
guys.
Are you doing? Man, it's kind of weird being out here. It's very cloudy yet pleasant.
This is my first parade as well.
You are crazy.
Yeah,
you sound like you
don't worry about
are
that.
Struggling.
Don't worry about what happened last night. I tell you what was cool, though. We came over this hill right here.
It's actually a bridge.
The only thing you see is the 105.3 The Fan banner.
There's so many hills in Dallas that we're walking over mountainous, dewy hills with.
I was out with Roy for a long time the night before.
You think?
Yeah.
No, but the parade began, and man, was it just me or was it bigger this year?
I don't know. It's my first one.
That's right. It was your first one. Jasmine, you've seen it before. What did you think?
I thought it was, because even the crowds, they were deeper behind the barricades.
So many people. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Jasmine up on the float. Would you like to talk about your wardrobe malfunction?
Or your sandwich? Oh, my God. No. This was so
what
embarrassing.
Happened?
So I had
I
on.
It?
Yes. Thank God. So I had on this skirt, this green. It was kind of like a mini skirt. And so Troy and DJ the DJ are behind me. And at one point, I think DJ the DJ had actually bent over to, I guess, pick up more beads to throw out. Well, in the process of doing so, I guess something on his shirt or whatever attached itself to the back of my skirt with a button. And next thing I know, when he pulls back up, my skirt falls completely down. So I almost bare-butted. No, I did almost bare-butt the whole crowd. There's kids here. And I'm freaking out going, oh, my
awesome.
God, I just gave them a show. That was so embarrassing.
Now, this was also right before the Jasmine DJ the DJ / Jake Springer sandwich that was made on the dance floor.
It was quite disgusting, Sean.
Yes.
What? The music was on. You got to dance.
No, you don't. You don't have to dance. No, you don't. But the parade was incredible. The turnout was great. The fans bringing out signs, not only supporting Mark Cuban and everything he did to make sure that we had the parade, but who got the biggest love of all from everyone? Gavin Dawson. With a fan base like no other, banners, signs,
wow.
People in homemade t-shirts.
Yeah, there was no new school thing.
Was Gavin drinking?
You think he had a canteen on his head?
He had a canteen full of vodka.
Really? He had a sippy cup and a big old bottle of Tito's. But the parade was excellent. The turnout was great. Everyone throwing beads back at us. And let's not forget the Jell-O shots.
Yeah, the Jell-O. I got hit in the head with a Jell-O shot.
I know. I picked it up and I took it.
Well, yeah. And I was about to say, Troy, you were a trooper. Because Troy had the worst look on his face, but he was taking him down.
Oh,
and I'm like,
man.
No one has a gun to your head.
Oh, so good.
Did
Thank
it ever
you
occur
so much.
To you, see, now, maybe this is just me. I wasn't drinking somebody else's Jell-O shot. I'm scared of laced.
I trust people of Dallas.
No, I never trust people.
Unless I look at them and they look like they're from Balk Springs.
Can I just say, though, Mr. Troy Hughes, we're walking up to the float, and Troy, you know, steps on. He's like, all right, let's start drinking. Next thing I know, Troy, what is it that you pulled out, your alcohol of choice, very manly alcohol of choice?
Okay, like I said, I'm going to throw down for St. Paddy's Day. I'm going to get butt wild. So I pull out the big old 40 ounce.
Of?
Smearing off lemonade with blueberry, bitches!
Oh, my God.
With,
I saw it. I saw it tweeted.
Dude.
Oh, so good.
So I woke up, and I was like, I'm going to go and check out this party for the first time. And I take a cab down there. I'm with my brother, and there's the bar scene. The whole place is packed. You know, the streets are overflowing. The games are on everywhere. It's a hell of a scene. And I'm texting. Very questionable cell phone reception, by the way, down there.
Yes,
and
it is.
I'm sitting there texting, where is everyone? What's going on? I call RJ. Are you guys going to come back down? Oh, you guys are hyping this up. All right, you rode the parade. You were on the float for the parade. Now everyone's gone. We're here to party throughout the entire day. And there was no one to be found.
My response to you was, well, there was an incident.
And I'm like, there haven't seen anything tweeted about this. I haven't seen any pictures. What's happening?
Well, we ride the float back from SMU Boulevard, and we ride the float back down the access road of 75 to our lovely palatial estate here, which is, I would say, what, a 2 mile drive?
Maybe
it's 2 miles.
Maybe. Yeah.
So we're all sitting on the float, and I'm, you know, we're doing maybe 25 miles an hour.
Maybe
25, maybe 30 at times if we can really kind of open it up. Well, all of a sudden, Troy hits me in the head. It's this. Choppy, did you see that? And I'm like, no, I didn't see that. I'm hanging on for dear life here. This float's about to fall apart. We're flipping and flopping in the wind. And we look back. I stand up and I look back, and Armin from Rage is planted on the middle of the pavement. What happened was Armin was sitting on the side and decides to push himself off with his hands, like, you know, like his feet are hanging off. He pushes himself off the side with his hands. And I guess his feet don't go with him. And he falls splat, face first.
Literally,
splat, face first on the service road of 75.
Guns up, bitch.
I immediately was in shock.
Did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. I saw him stand up and start wobbling around, and he didn't know where the hell he was.
Was he drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk.
He was drinking.
Armin had been jumping on and off the float during the whole parade, like everyone does. You know, you jump on and off and you
at
say.
At that speed?
No, see, that's the thing. We're at parade speed. But he thought, oh, I guess I can do the same thing here at Knox Henderson 75. He jumps off, he face plants. We get back here to CBS headquarters. I go over to check him out because I'm apparently the Eagle Scout, so I know
sure.
I'm supposed to pull out a piece of flint and take care of everything. And I look at Armin, and his face, he has cuts above his forehead. He has a cut down the side of his face.
Like
and
Flair.
Then I said, I love you, Choppy. And then I said, let me see your mouth.
No, I don't want to show you my mouth.
I'm like, no, let me see your mouth. He smiles. Oh, my God, he lost his front tooth.
Mm-hmm. Two of them.
He lost two of them. So next thing I know is that our boss, Bruce Gilbert, he had to take Armin to Baylor.
He looked like a giant Halloween costume.
He did.
It looked like somebody took a gun and just shot him up and down. Like, he was just covered in blood.
Pants, shirt, everything was on.
Everything
had blood.
Everything.
He dropped his, first of all, the there was a fan van behind us. So he piles into this thing. And you can see him in the front seat just sort of like, you know, eyes glazed
Dazed,
over.
Dazed, bleeding.
Evidently, his cell phone and his wallet didn't make the trip.
No.
It somehow got lost in the transition from float to van.
Right.
Somewhere in the middle of the 75 service road was his cell phone and his wallet and his teeth. Troy had to go back and get these.
I went back. The cell phone was completely demolished. We found his wallet, but of course he's a producer here, so there's nothing in it. And we found the chip of a tooth, and I was going to put it in milk, and they could reattach it, but it was a lost cause.
Hope, yeah.
So I don't know if Armin will be here today when Rage begins at 2.
Do we have a picture to tweet out of the face?
See, that's the thing.
Are we not supposed to?
I've been given instructions not to tweet out the photo.
Really?
I'm sorry. I've got the photo, and I've been told not to.
I saw it this morning. This thing is so gory.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah. And Grego's sitting here touching the side of his nose, and Armin's like, Grego, stop. Stop, that hurts. Grego, stop, that hurts.
So the final official diagnosis is what, besides dumbass?
I spoke with his wife Saturday night. She said his CAT scan came back okay.
CAT scan!
They were afraid he had a concussion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's fine. Nothing miraculously. He didn't break his arm, his nose. No. We thought he'd have like a compound fracture. Nothing. So nothing's broken, but he is going to, I guess, see the dentist first thing this morning to get those front two teeth taken care of.
I told him on the phone yesterday. He said, see you later.
He is doped up, though, on the best stuff he said.
That was Josh Lewis' number.